State Senate Republican Leadership Update with Senator John Braun. We've heard Democrats say the state is facing as much as a $15 billion shortfall. Now, you're saying it's around $6.6 billion. What gives?
The difference is choices. These aren't services that are being provided right now under the current budget. These are choices to add more. And we can also choose not to add more. You know, we have a very robust budget. We have a very well-paid state workforce, and we don't have to make choices to spend this extra money. If you decide not to, that brings the problem down to something that's much more manageable. The other thing I would mention is the numbers we're talking about are over 4 years. In our state, we have a four-year balance, so when we talk about a deficit or spending, most of the time we're talking about a four-year number. Sometimes we're talking about biennial number, but it's easy to get confused there, so we want to be clear. So if you bring that number down to 6.6 over 4 years, and remember, this is roughly a $75 billion budget every 2 years, so $150 billion, and you got to find a way to save $6.6 billion, that becomes more doable. Put that as a percentage. You're, what, 3%, 3-4%? If you had a challenge in your home budget and you said, hey, we got to sit down and figure out how to save, you know, even 5%, you might not like it. But you'd think, well, that's certainly doable. We can do that. Same thing here. We can do this.
Senate Republicans did do it, creating a balanced budget, but you still had to find $6.6 billion in savings. Will people be losing services they depend on?
No cuts to K-12 public education. In fact, a substantial add, recognizing the challenges we face there. Really careful as he went through the budget in finding, we've had the governor talk about 6% reductions. You can talk about that, but a much more modest approach to that, a much more targeted approach that bifurcates agencies who have a deliver direct service to our citizens and ones who may be in a second order role where they're providing general support to the government. You can be more aggressive there without affecting the support to our citizens around the state, and really a careful look at making sure that we don't negatively impact our most vulnerable citizens, children, elderly, the developmentally disabled, making sure that we're not making cuts that will harm them. I think that's all important.
That's Senator John Braun with a State Senate Republican Leadership Update. I'm Tracy Ellis.